next petition.
The next item is a zoning petition. This is petition number 1912. It's a petition for amendment of the La Crosse County zoning ordinance to the County Board of La Crosse County. The undersigned hereby petitions the County Board to amend the zoning ordinance for La Crosse County as follows. To rezone from residential district A to the commercial district B, the following described lands. Part of lot 1 of block 1 of the Cloverdale addition, located in the northwest of the southwest quarter, section 29, township 17 north, range 7 west, in the town of Onalaska, and this is more accurately depicted in a plat of survey prepared by Cooley Region Land Survey. This petition is dated the 21st day of September 2012, signed Ben White Breidenbach, N5498 State Road 35, and Mr. Breidenbach is acting on behalf of Mike and Angela Horgan.
Okay, is the applicant here, or the applicant's representative? Great. And again, if you'd state your name and address for the record.
Sure. Benjamin Breidenbach. I live at N5498 State Road 35, Onalaska. Good evening. My name is Ben Breidenbach. I have the residence and business at N5498 State Road 35, Onalaska. We would like to purchase that 1,200 square feet from the neighbor, Mr. Horgan, to expand needed parking for our business. The impact of this addition would be a couple of things. Easier and safer access and parking for our patients slash customers for our business. We're an existing chiropractic business. I've been here for 12 years, and we've outgrown our existing parking area. This would allow us to add 4 additional parking spots that are needed. We have no plans of moving because this is our residence also. There would not be any negative impact because the only neighbor that we have is the one that's allowing us and encourage us to perform this project. Requesting approval of rezone of that 1,200 square feet. And that's it.
Okay. All right, committee. I have just a slight question. You know, looking at the right-of-way and everything, is there a concern that the DOT could take that from you?
Well, it's back 60 feet on this particular parcel, so I would not be in the right-of-way of anyone in any way.
But it seems like the state owns quite a bit up until there and then again back again.
Right. On my, what I own currently is 90 feet. On the 1,200 square feet, it's 60 feet. So I have a retaining wall built for this particular thing that would match the existing retaining wall that's on my property.
And I take it the backside that's on Penny Lane is the residence portion, so you don't want customers parking there.
Right. Right. Because it's a huge hill. See that shed just north? That is a large hill that it's already a problem where sometimes they do have to park along that and they have to walk over my hill. It's just not safe either during the winter.
It might hurt their back. They need a treatment.
Catch 22.
Okay, any other questions from the committee? Staff have any questions?
No.
Thank you for your being here. Anyone else wishing to speak in favor? Anyone else wishing to speak in favor? Anyone else in favor? Anyone opposed to this petition? Anyone opposed? Anyone opposed? We will close the public hearing portion and we'll move on then. Mr. Sampson.
I would like to just state that Mr. Breidenbach appeared before the Board of Adjustment also regarding the Horgan lot. That lot was platted prior to our 20,000 square foot requirement for unsewered residential lots. And they obtained a variance to reduce the lot size by that 1,245 square. So they went through that process. Correspondence, we have one piece of correspondence from Town of Onalaska Clerk, Melissa Erdman. The email was dated Wednesday, October 10th, 2012. It states, good morning. The Planning Commission and Town Board met this week in regards to Ben Breidenbach. This was approved by the Plan and Board unanimously. Over the correspondence. Staff recommendation. The residential district A's own property is adjacent to the Breidenbach parcel with a planning class of non-residential that is zoned commercial B. The boundaries of planning classes are considered to be general and not follow particular parcel boundaries. Staff finds this petition to be consistent with the comprehensive plan, and the recommendation is to approve zoning petition number 1912 to rezone this approximately 1,245 square foot property to the commercial district B. No conditions.
So moved.
Is there a second? Motion by Evert, seconded by Weirs to approve. Any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries. And again, that'll be reported to the full board.